Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Tuesday morning, March 10th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Ecolamondo contracts independent feasibility study for Shamrock, Texas project. Ecolamondo Corporation has contracted August Brown, LLC, for an independent feasibility study for its Shamrock, Texas project. The study will validate the project's business plan and risk mitigation framework as the company prepares to sell a green bond supporting the facility. The Shamrock project will replicate Ecolamondo's TDP technology, with a 6-reactor plant 3 times the size of its Ontario facility, supported by long-term scrap pyre feedstock agreements.
Investor news breaks: Renewal Fusions Inc. subsidiary Kepler Fusion Technologies was featured on the Stock to Me podcast, discussing its progress towards deploying a 100 megahertz fusion reactor. CEO Brent Nelson outlined the company's power-as-a-service strategy targeting data centers and industrial customers, with a pricing goal of approximately 6.25 cents per kilowatt hour. Kepler aims to deliver 1 gigawatt of power by 2028 as it commercializes fusion-based energy solutions.
Green Energy breaks Frontierus North America to host groundbreaking for West Virginia commercial facility. Frontierus North America will hold a groundbreaking ceremony on April 2, 2026 for its $850 million commercial facility in Mason County, West Virginia. The project is expected to create 300 full-time jobs and 2,000 construction jobs. The company's FAS Form TM technology converts coal into clean fuels and products. The event will feature company leaders and government officials. For more information, visit the company's website.
Rock Breaks Nevada Organic Phosphate, Inc. mobilizes teams to Murdoch Mountain for 2026 field season. Nevada Organic Phosphate, Inc. has mobilized teams to Murdoch Mountain for the 2026 field season. Environmental consultants and exploration crews have started environmental baseline work, access inspections, and field preparations for an upcoming drill program. The company will also explore 3 additional lease applications to potentially expand the project's growth opportunities. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Airtrap introduces a modern alternative to traditional spore trap sampling. Airtrap introduces a modern alternative to traditional spore trap sampling, offering a refined design for improved usability and efficiency. The new cassettes, available exclusively through airtrap.us, feature a flip-top cap system, reduced plastic usage, recyclable housing, and enhanced collection surface. Compatible with standard pumps and laboratory methods, Airtrap cassettes cater to various indoor air quality assessments and environmental monitoring needs.
Green Energy Breaks: Uranium Energy Corp. NYSE American YNCHU files quarterly report for quarter ended January 31, 2026. Uranium Energy Corp. announced the filing of its quarterly report on Form 10-Q for the quarter ended January 31, 2026, showcasing advancements in its U.S. ISR uranium operations and financial stability. The company completed construction of the Burke Hollow ISR uranium mine, expanded production capacity, and reported selling uranium at prices exceeding the quarterly average. With $818 million in liquid assets and no debt, UEC is well positioned for future growth and development. CleanGo Innovations Inc. announces breakthrough third-party validation of MicoSet team. CleanGo Innovations Inc. announces groundbreaking third-party validation of MicoSet team. Independent lab testing by Agritech BC Solutions Inc. confirms MicoSet's ability to accelerate biodegradation of petroleum pollutants. Results show a 65 to 72% mineralization rate in diesel-treated systems, surpassing untreated controls. With global market launch imminent, CleanGo plans to expand testing to showcase Mycoset's versatility in diverse environmental settings.
ARK Ventures announces Digital Health Roundtable Series to advance tech-enabled care. ARK Ventures has announced a new Digital Health Roundtable Series aimed at advancing tech-enabled care. The series will bring together investors, practitioners, and innovators to discuss the role of technology in healthcare delivery and financing. Sessions will focus on key themes such as AI-assisted diagnostics, interoperable health data, and equitable telehealth access. ARK Ventures is currently seeking contributors to participate in the upcoming sessions. Meryl Fury featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss plant-based nutrition movement. Meryl Fury recently appeared on Innovator's Journey to discuss the plant-based nutrition movement, aiming to combat chronic diseases and promote a whole food plant-based lifestyle. As a registered nurse and CEO of the organization, Ms. Fury is passionate about educating individuals on the benefits of plant-based foods to improve health and reduce the environmental impact of the food system. Learn more about her mission by watching the segment. Composite fencing for new age charm and proven durability. Composite fencing, made from a mix of recycled wood fibers and plastic resins, offers durability and low maintenance for Vancouver homeowners. With Vancouver's rainy climate wreaking havoc on traditional wood fences, composite materials provide resistance to rot, rust, and warping. Grouse railing offers a range of modern styles and finishes, enhancing property value and security. Learn more at 778-772-7412 or visit their website.
Heat pump installations in Kamloops, a smart, efficient solution for heating and cooling. Heat pumps are rapidly becoming one of the most efficient ways to heat and cool homes in Kamloops, BC. Full Spectrum Heating Limited offers professional installations tailored to local climate needs. With benefits like precise temperature control, energy efficiency, and quiet operation, heat pumps provide year-round comfort. Residents may qualify for rebates, making the switch to heat pumps even more appealing. Learn more at fullspectrumheating.ca.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.